Alei Shuru Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Samech Vav. This is the Ma'aracha Shnia, the second set of essays in this Sha'ar. And it's entitled Das Ketzis Derachav, knowledge of a little bit of Hashem's ways. The first Ma'aracha was Das Etzmeinu, self-knowledge. Hakdama, an introduction. Yedi'as Etzmeinu Machicha Letikun Etzmeinu. Self-knowledge necessarily leads to self-improvement. This is the subject matter of the coming chapters. There are two concepts in this individual work. The first one we just mentioned, that it comes as a necessary consequence of self-knowledge. The second component, through this avodah, we enter a deeper realm of the Torah, deeper dimensions. בהקדמה לשער זה, in introduction to the whole shard, to the whole section of the book, כבר תיארנו את העבודה הפרטית, we've already given some description of individual work, כפי שאנו מוצאים יסודותיה אצל גדולי הדורות, as we find its foundations by great and accomplished leaders that we've had. כאן נביא עוד את דברי הגר"א, זיכרונו לברכה. Here we are, in addition, going to cite the words of the Gaon in his commentary to Mishlei, אשר מתוכם אנו לומדים, what we learn from these words is, that in previous times in the Jewish people, Ovad kol echad v'chad esavodas apertis, each individual had a very distinct flavor to his avodah. It is very unique, very different for each individual. And also, what is the state of avodah apertis in later generations? So here's the commentary of the Gaon to Mishlei Perek Tzayin. He writes, לכל אדם ואדם יש לו דרך בפני עצמו ללך בוי. Each individual has a path to tread, כי אין דעתם דוימין זה לזה, their minds are different to one another, ואין טבע שני בני אדם שווים. No two people are alike. וכשהיו נביאים, so in the first part of the nation's history, when there was prophecy, היו הולכים אצל הנביאים לדרוש את השם. So people would go to נביאים, to seek Hashem, to find, to serve. We reminded of here, of course, that Chazal tells us that only the Nevi'im, whose prophecy was necessary for all generations, were recorded in Tanakh. But there were many, many thousands of other Nevi'im whose prophecies are not recorded. And this was part of the function, to serve the community. People would come to them to seek ways in Avodas Hashem. Vayah Navi Oimer al pi mishpat ha-nevu'ah, the Navi would then pronounce, based on his prophetic insight, the way that the person should follow in Avodas Hashem, lefi shoresh nishmasei ulefi teva gufoi, based on the person's unique neshama and his nature. Vezehu, the pasuk, la'adam ma'archei lev sheloi, he's explaining this pasuk over there, that a person has certain pathways in the heart. Lo haya rak la'aruch levavoi, the person only had to prepare his heart, lidroish es Hashem bechol avavoi, to seek Hashem with all his heart. That's what he had to do. He had to initiate. He had to motivate himself. And then the second part of the pasuk, me'Hashem haya ma'ane lashon, the response would come from Hashem al yedei hanovi, through the prophet, eich yisneheg, how he should behave. That's one period in history. The second period, uchshebatla hanevoah, when prophecy disappeared in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Hayaruach HaKodesh beYisrael. There were still vestiges of it, lower levels of inspiration. Ve'ish ruchoi hu yedi'enu eich lisneg. Each person would know, would have some insight as to how to conduct himself in Avodas Hashem. Ruach HaKodesh lechol adam v'adam. Many people had this divine inspiration, but there was a danger here, and the author will later explain it in more detail. אַх אַשרי אדם לא יחשוב השם לו אבוין ואין ברוחו רמיה. The prerequisite here was that the person was completely sincere. That's his quoting in Pasuk Aviyah, that fortunate is the person that Hashem does not consider his ways iniquitous and there's no deception within him, because that could mislead a person in this way. כלומר, כי מחשבויס אדם הוא מארבעת הבאויס. The person's thoughts are like made of four links, four rings, Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Afar, Ve'neged Dalet Ruchos Hashemayim, corresponding to the four directions, Ve'neged Dalet Yisiyas Hashem, the four letters in Hashem's name, At any rate, v'chashe yesh ba'adam ruach shalem. When a person is whole, shekol adalet v'ruchoy yitzvachin adalet yesodeis in merkava ledalus yisiyes Hashem, when all of these conditions are fulfilled, v'ein v'ruchoy shum doifi, and his spirit is wholesome, then as t'echin v'ruchoy Hashem, v'chol doke ish zach b'inav. So there was a way, indeed, for people to find a path forward in the avidas Hashem, but it required this purity, it required this sincere insight into oneself. That pasuk also conveys it. Aval mi yomar, this is the danger. Who could say, zakisi libiya, purified my heart, she'en v'ruchoy remiya klal, there was no deception within him whatsoever, v'ein tiv'oino yitechutz midvar retzoyno yizbarach, and his nature does not have any inclination outside of Hashem's will. Kemosh kasav bazohar parashas va'era, like the Zohar says, kizesh en v'ruchoy remiya, a person without any deception within himself, zedavuk mamash b'midasav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is truly attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval im chas v'chalila yesh b'levavoy shorish katan, but if there is within his heart a tiny root, shepurei roish v'la'ana, that brings forth wormwood, bitter things, as yesh b'ruchoy remiya, then he might deceive himself. Im yeh misneig al piruchoy, if he just conducts himself without the guidance of an objective person like the Novi, v'darkei ish yashar b'enav, we tend to see our ways as being completely straight. V'yipol mishamayim la'aretz, a person could really, truly fall. It would be a calamity. Ad shelo yuchal lakum, to the point where he can no longer make any progress. V'yasu midarkei Hashem u'mitzvei sav, v'lo yada be'atzmoi. He might go off the path and not even realize it. V'zeu gal el Hashem ma'asecha. That brings us to the third period. Gal el Hashem ma'asecha. Kiloimar achshav, in this period of time, ein lenu l'haloch b'gidolos v'niflos. We do not follow these paths of knowing lechatchila, the type of avodah, the type of avodas Hashem that we must exemplify and perfect. Ach lirois shiyu ma'asenu el Hashem. In our period of history, which is a lengthy one, we just need to ensure that our actions are in accordance with the mitzvahs, hanu lefi ritzonai, according to Hashem's will. V'ikonu machshevoi secha, that's what the pasuk says, kloma ha'ma'asim atzmam, the actual actions that we do, shemitzvois asebek yuman, to fulfill the precepts, uzeirus milois aseh, and to avoid the prohibitions, heim ikonu machshevoi secha, they will then guide you. You start with that as opposed to starting with a particular direction in the avodah. At any rate, the author will now elaborate on these ideas. Harei shaloish tekufois, the Gra describes three distinct periods. The first one straightforward, the Nevi'im would determine for people who were interested, of course, those who approached them, the best possible, the best suited path for that individual based on the makeup of that person's personality. Bashniya, in the second era, each person would be capable of ascertaining the type of avodah he was expected to do, Beruach HaKodesh Hasheboi, through divine inspiration. Zoi sakana gdeila, there was a great danger here. Ki im yesh beruchoy remiya, because if the person had certain deceptive elements within himself, v'ukoyved arko alpine gdeisav, and he would set a path based on his biases, alulu lechaven eskol ma'asav el sipur otzonosav, then he is in danger in that all of his deeds would be subtly directed to the fulfillment of his whims. V'yachshav ki osal pi ruach hakodesh, thinking all the time that he's serving Hashem. Hatekufa shlishis shel doresenu, the third era, that of our generations, he shelo nenase mirosh, not to try even at the outset, likboa derech avodasenu pratis, to establish a particular path right from the beginning. Usheme gam asenu ach v'rak shiyu ma'asenu lefi ritzonei yitzbarach. Our objective is that our actions should be in accordance with Hashem's will. And the author now explains, don't think that that means it's now avodah pratis b'yameinu. V'hinei ein lehavin min divrei ha'Gra, one should not understand that the Gra is saying, she'achshav ein lenu la'aloch b'gdolos v'niflois, those are his words, we should not follow these great paths, uvatla ha'avodah pratis legamei, and there's no such thing as individual avodah. That's not what the Gra means. V'nir'ei ki kavanasoi kach, it seems that his intention is as follows, bedoreinu ein lenu likbo avodasenu ha'pratis, in our generations, we should not determine our individual work, al piruach hakodesh, based on divine inspiration, Lefisherish Nishmasenu Veteva Gufenu, based on insights into what our soul is like and the nature of our bodies. Ki bazeha ta'us v'remiya mitzvus. There, error and self-deception are common. Ve'ein lanu ela lishtadel shiyu ma'aseh lefi ratzonei. What we need to try to do is that our actions should be in accordance with Hashem's will. Uvaze na'amid behechrach al techunasenu urtzenesenu. By aligning ourselves with Hashem's will, by doing our best to fulfill the mitzvahs, that brings us to an appreciation of what our tendencies are, what our personality like is like, what our desires are like. V'neida ezo mitzvah nakel alinu lekeima. We'll know which mitzvahs do we find easier to fulfill. V'ezo anu miskashim. Which mitzvahs do we find more difficult to fulfill? Ezo mida alinu la'akir v'ezo nochal letaken. Which mida should we uproot? Which one is easily repaired? Be'ezo nekuda nochal le'amis al tzmenu oil avoida rabba. At which point can we take upon ourselves a significant load of avoida? V'ezo alinu lismoch be'seg mo'at. And where should we rejoice with the smaller accomplishments? It comes not at the outset where you determine a path, like in those two previous eras, but comes as a result of the lengthy process of mitzvahs. Nimtza, what emerges is, ki anachnu mitoch she'ifasenu lekeim kol ha-mitzvahs, out of our aspiration to fulfill all of the mitzvahs, ulutaken kol ha-midos, and to improve and to perfect all of the midos, behechachanu oimdim al ma'us avodas ha-pratis. At some point, if a person pays attention to it, it'll reflect to us what the essence of our individual avodah should be. It becomes more clear to the person just through the attempt to fulfill Hashem's will. Next paragraph. Hari gam bedorinu chayav adam be'avodah pratis. In our generation too, each individual is required to engage in individual improvement. Uvein aliyah lo istapek b'shum ofen b'kiyum mitzvah stam. A ben aliyah will not be satisfied on any conditions with stam fulfilling mitzvahs. The more he can clarify to himself and to improve in details, in particular issues, small points of conduct and midos, and minutiae, the more you can do of that, the better. But there's certainly avodah pratis. Regarding the practical guidance in this set of essays, so we're going to follow the various tendencies, powers, elements of our psychology that we explained in the previous set of essays. We shall try to find some path of growth. The foundation of this avodah is to improve the four yesodos that we saw in the diagram early in the Sefer. You should look and examine Masha Kasava Groba Mamaranal, where he writes then in Mishlei, Beremus Adama Shazakalitakin Kolobasam. We didn't quote that, but he speaks there about the exaltedness of a person who's managed to repair all four. Asher la Avodah Masis, as far as practical Avodah, practical changes in one's conduct, Mekubalim Anachnu Merabuisenu Balea Musar, we have a Kabbalah, we have a firm tradition from the Balea Musar Talmidei Rabbeinu Agon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zichu Yegel Areinu. Ki ikar simas alev, tzericha lios lidvarim haketanim asher adam dash ba'akivav. One should mostly pay attention to small things. He is, of course, quoting the comment of Chazal in Parshas Ekev, those things that a person tramples underfoot. Small changes. Vedavka, as Chazal say, tafasta merube lo itafasta. Don't chew more than you can bite. Don't bite more than you can chew. Tofasta mu'at, tofasta. Take small steps. Bechol ha-perakim habaim, in all of the coming chapters, ein kavanasenu lavi lidei yisnagus kitzonis. We do not intend to bring a person, to motivate a person to extreme behaviors. Bifrishus v'chadumeh, for example, in the area of prishus. Ela legisha beri'ah shekula umidda. Our intent is to motivate a person to an approach which is healthy, measured, moderate. Ledugma, here's one example. Bedabarinu al bedidus, when we're going to speak about solitude. Ein chaz v'chalila kavanasen leotzis adam imalachay v'chivatayim. We do not intend, of course, for the person to pull himself out of social circles and his entire social framework. That's not what we mean. Megamaseinu, our objective is l'hamid kol bardas leichach, to teach every bardas the imperative, that he should find himself 1 hour of solitude in a week. And in addition, and to also utilize to the fullest those moments of solitude that occur. We may not have been planning on them, but they come about once in a while, to use them well. If a person, for some reason, is awake at night, or sitting in a waiting room for the doctor, whatever it is, to use them. That's what we're speaking about. In all the practical matters which are brought in this set of essays, we rely on the judgment of the me'ayin. The person will learn this deeply. He must determine for himself to what extent he must obligate himself in certain actions. He should not exaggerate, should not go beyond that which is healthy and also not detract from that which is necessary, not do too little. Hashem is baruch be'ezrenu letaken atzmenu. May Hashem help us to improve ourselves. Adkan the Hakdamah.